Commentator Kevin Phillips says the White House proposal to eliminate taxes on dividend income will increase the debate over class warfare in U.S. economic policy.
Over the last two decades, the Republicans in Washington have been quick to charge class warfare when the Democrats complain that this or that tax or economic proposal gives too much to the American rich. By this, the Democrats usually mean the top 1% income group. It's been a good GOP strategy, and sometimes it's worked when Democratic debaters have backed off. But this time, with the administration's proposal to allocate more than half of a $674 billion economic stimulus program to tax relief for stock dividends, the whole class warfare issue is riding a giant boomerang. The Democrats say, and they're quite right, that what the administration is doing is in itself class warfare. High-income policymakers are shortchanging the other income groups. The top 1% of Americans alone hold some 40% of the individually owned stock in the United States, and they also get about that same 40% ratio of the dividends paid out. Given all the concern in the White House and elsewhere about pumping support into a weak economy, this proposal is really mind-blowing, not just for its contents, but for its lack of stimulus. Republican Senator John McCain had called for payroll tax relief, but not George Bush. The congressional leadership in the White House are so wedded to an economic policy keyed to helping those at the top that they lined up behind what is really a program to make stock dividends into a 10-year, $300 billion individual income tax shelter. This isn't just trickle-down economics. The benefits to the rest of the economy, even to the stock market, are so conjectural that trickle down looks to become misting down. The Republicans are also at political risk because they're using an economic crisis for class favoritism, and in addition, because they're massively enlarging the federal budget deficit. In short, class warfare has a new definition. It's using a wartime economic crisis for special legislation to aid the wealthy, and borrowing money against the future to do it.
The comments of Kevin Phillips. His latest book is Wealth and Democracy, A Political History of the American Rich.